I thank you for the angels that you've sent to attend unto your people. Hallelujah. I give credence, Lord, to your word. It's just wonderful. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you for the prayer. I thank you for the people that want to pray. It's really time to pray, and I thank you for those that want to pray. And so I thank you, Lord, for the word that you're going to give us. Anoint us to preach your word, because without the anointing, no one can be helped. No one can do anything without the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I thank you in Jesus' name. I give you praise. I give you glory. And everybody said, amen. And before you sit down, turn around and tell somebody, say, I'm so glad to be here. I want to go through the third chapter of Romans first, and the Lord told me to take, I was just going to read some of this chapter, but when I started into it, the Lord, I was back there, and the Lord said, just read this and see what it's saying, and then I began to read it, and he said, go and read some more of it. So, Romans 13. Yes, the 13th chapter of Romans, and may God bless you this morning really good. Praise the Lord. I want to thank the Lord for our Bible studies, too, because Deborah came back and she was saying how she didn't, we want to make everything plain, you know, just about when Jesus went down into the prisons and preached. I'm telling you, there ain't nobody like him. He really is. We live and move and have our being in our Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I say 13, right? I want to go 13. Okay, let every soul be subject unto the higher. I say there's no power but God. Amen. The powers that and the powers that be are ordained of God. And he said, there's no power but God. He said, the powers that be are ordained of God. So all the powers that be my message in per se. Till I got back there and started to go to war. I've decided to get violent. I'm gonna get violent with this devil. Amen. And lots to do. But to me that is just a fallacy. We know what to do. Christ in us, the hope of glory. He said we are workers together with him. I'm not telling you that I know the answer to all these things. But I'm telling you one thing. I think that we can do better. Amen. We got to find out who we are. I just don't think that we know. There's silence in here. Amen. Great is he that's in us. Not great, but greater. And he that was in the world. So we're not just here just to just keep ourselves on, afloat. We are here to help the neighbors. Here to help that person on your job that's seeking the way and don't know which way to go. We are here for that. We're learning. So then he says, Wherefore resisteth the power. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist you receive unto themselves damnation. And I'm not looking. If there are powers that we have to obey. And he said, if we don't obey the powers that are set up of God, and not everything belongs to God. I say everything. For rulers are not, they are not a terror to the good works you do, but to the evil things that we do, right? I'm giving praise of the same. For he is the minister. And I'm going to tell you, I didn't have time to look up what I was going to teach. But I didn't have power to look up who the minister that Paul was talking about. He was dead. But I told El, I said, you got to give me some more books because I got to find out or get a computer back there or something. I'll do that which is evil. Be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is him that doeth evil. See, he's talking about somebody. Wherefore, you needs be subject, he's saying to somebody, to be subject unto those that are ordained of. Did I get anything out of that? Yeah, to be subject, okay. Wherefore, he say, for God's ministers attending continually upon this very thing, render them tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom is due, fear to whom fear is due, honor to whom we should honor. I don't believe we should be, under what nobody can, that you got to be. Because I'm telling you, this is what the Lord told me to read. And so I may be stumbling a little bit because I ain't got to what I think. but to love one another. For he that loveth has fulfilled the law. Jesus said, I give unto you that you love one another. So when they was into this thing, they did every what we did last Sunday, on the first Sunday, and he passed it around and said, drink all of it. He want us to love each other to the very say, wow. That's a love there, ain't it? Hello. But this word is something. He said, for this thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill a false witness. Thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is brief. Thou shalt love thy neighbor. Listen to that. Now, you don't, all the commandments, we don't, thou shalt love thy neighbor. I'm looking at this myself. Do I love? Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. God is interested in love. Listen, we studied Friday nights. It's really good. Praise the Lord. We studied where Jesus and Peter went down. I read that it was like 18 billion people on the earth at that time. But Jesus went down into the prisons. I know y'all heard this before. And preached to those. But he went down and preached. Behold the Lamb of God. He raised his hand and said, I am the one. I'm he. Hallelujah. That's what he told the Jewish people. And I love him more and more for that. I said, Lord, you are some time. That is high time. That was my message. It's time. The time that now is high time to awake out of sleep. For now it is. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the... We have preached to people. And I said, Lord, we have preached. But now it's time for the Lord to move by his spirit. And all the things you have learned and put in your heart, it's time for them to make... Okay, it'll hit you. He said, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us walk honestly in the day, not in riding. You know what riding? Chamberlain. I had to look that up. Chamberlain and wantonness. And both of those are sexual. And envying. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to. If you know something is bothering you, don't go there. Yeah. This stuff in the house. Because if you bring it in, you're going to eat it. Hello? You're not that strong. I got that jacket. I said, wow. Goodness gracious, I'm going to just stop buying this stuff that I know I ain't supposed to eat. Well, hallelujah. I think it's all. I think when you get this natural thing straightened out, the spiritual thing will jump to, let me see where I want to go. To Acts 17, Jesus. Well, boy, she's something this morning, Lord. 17, hallelujah. I'm going to talk with the 21st verse. And for all that thing is not, this was Paul, he was in their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some good thing. Then Paul said, in all things ye are too superstitious. He said, for I passed by and beheld your with this inscription to the unknown God. And hearing them think this is, you know, when I read this, I said, there's a lot of people got that inscription. The unknown brought. Hallelujah. And filled with the Holy Ghost. We're getting ready to show the world know who he is. They don't know who he is. They know that we live pretty good. You know, they know we don't like this thing. But Lord, give us power over all the power of the devil. And so we're not going to be study bringing in prayer requests. Oh, sure. We're going to step up and say, devil, you got to go. Hallelujah, cancer. When I is that necessary? Everybody got, the Bible don't say everybody got to die. No, you say everybody got to die with something. Everybody die with something because, hallelujah, we don't understand it. We just don't. But God is something. Woo, Jesus, help me, Lord. For ignorantly worship because you don't know no better. He say, him I'm going to do all things therein. He say, seeing that he is Lord of all of, not in temples made with hand. I'm telling you that thing you want so bad. Deal with it. But I'm going to tell you, that ain't going to make you happy. This thing, I say thing that you want, gonna make us happy. Only he can feel that longing in our hearts. Only he can make us happy. That's what I want. I want a new car. I want this. You know how we go. And we want that. How to happy. Because ain't nothing gonna make you happy but God. He's polishing up stuff. He ain't crazy. He polishing stuff up, making it look good. So on this earth, I got to have this and I got to have that. You know, I'm not complete, but I'm going to tell you something. God is raising a remnant of people that's going to get out of this world. They ain't going to want everything they see. And they're going to get down about is their neighbor, Clay. They're going to be concerned about their neighbor. They're going to get you. Didn't you tell them? Don't take no brass or somebody mentioned this. Because the laborer is, he's worthy of his hire. So when he sent them out, they were loose. They didn't have anything. He didn't have nothing. What was his closet? Come on now. He said we can't be better than Jesus, but we can be as he was. We got to start being as, brother. We know we can't be better than him. I'm not trying to be brother Snyder. He's one of the Jewish brothers that preach. He said, I want to be as Jesus. I want to fast 40 days. So that's the first thing Jesus did. So he said he went out in he got so hungry. He said he went and got him something. Went to McDonald's somewhere. And he said, oh, God, Lord. But he said he kept on praying. And so he said the next time he tried to fast, prayed in 19 days, and he did something else. He said, but on the last 3 days, he was able to go the old 3 days. He did fast. Come on now. We living in a different day. I'm not saying we can't do it, but I'm, amen. I've lived under a ministry like that. This woman did fast. She fasted you. When she stepped in that pulpit, she told you something, buddy, look for it. And she had her first consecrated. She was dedicated. But she believed that's what she's, you know, that was her calling. Side the pestilence of hell. He said, Lee, if you don't do what I'm telling you to do, this is where you're going. And so she talked about what I'm telling you about the sons of God. That will raise a people up that was going to be what he wanted them to be. And they hated her for it. Because, no, your flesh, that's the hardest thing about you is your flesh. You believe that? I don't know, but let's read on. Neither he's worshipped with men's hands. To all life, he give us breath and everything we have. So now you get out of this mess of not loving people. Because he made one blood, all nations, for to dwell on the face of the earth. And listen to this. He determined the time before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. He put you on this earth. Knows that. And he said that they should seek the Lord. It happened of you. For in him we live, we move, and have our being. Also, God's offspring. Isn't that awesome? That we are the offspring. I say we can walk like Jesus. We can talk like Jesus. If we will humble one day, hallelujah, you'll find out, you'll wake up, and you'll be more like Jesus. Lord, you told me to do this. For as much then that we are it's all springs of gold, of silver, a stone, graven by arts and men's devices. A lot of things that God done winked at during these generations. But now he's going to demand all men, children of God, in the churches that are praying, I believe this, in decisions made. Because there's coming forth a word, said the Lord. Yes or no? When they hear the Lord calling you, you're going to have to say yes. Amen. Because he done appointed a day. He appointed the world in righteousness by that every man whom he has ordained. Well, if he has given us, Jesus is coming back. You know, you've been hearing that all your life. I heard that. He's going to spit that sky. One of these days, and it's going to be too late. So much love that if he give you a little time, you might say, Lord, forgive me. Oh, my God. No, no. When he come, it's going to all be over. Praise the Lord if you live this way. And all of a sudden, something has come over your pastor that I can't hardly say, oh, God, is you going to come today? Will you come this hour? I want to be ready when you come. Then look at me, Lord. Hallelujah. I have to cook. I don't mind cooking. I can do that with joy. You know, I can beat up something, say, ooh, do, 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 bang on. Watch out now. Something, I say, some things I accept up to it, I do. You know, like, what's that program? Them tearing them houses down and building them up. But, you know, like I said last week, you can sit there 3 hours looking at that junk. And maybe you won't go, maybe you'll leave, take you on. I just have fallen in love with this. Is that all right? I want to be more crazy. I said it's wrong for you to sit up and look at maybe nature or something like that. But I just don't. Y'all ain't with me here. Somebody say amen. See what I'm feeling? I'm the pastor of the church, and it's got to pass down to somebody. Somebody got to. I know I could do such and such a thing. But I just want to be closer to you, Lord. You're more than lovers of God. So he didn't say you couldn't have no pleasure now. He didn't say you couldn't go to. He didn't say you couldn't take time with your kids. Don't do it. The pastors and all pastors didn't say that either. But that's look like sometimes that's all people do have. And, oh, Lord, I'm getting in trouble there. But that game going to take a lot of. He used the games as allegories and to tell, you know, about the wrath. But it's so much goes on in them games that you don't want to hear it, but hey, it happens. I tell you, I'll stand before God and he said, I told you to tell him, you told him. Praise the Lord. Some things I like to do, some things I do. But I'm watching. I told the Lord, I said, I don't want this year to be year. I don't even want to eat the same things. I don't even want my talk to be different, my thinking to be different. I said, God, I'm tired of living the same way. I want to keep that. But this stinking stuff, I'm tired of that. Come on. He will change it. Will he change you? Do you feel like you want to do something to a place where it click in? God, I don't know. I used to do, no. Because I'd be thinking that you ain't receiving it. We got to do something. Our center fellowship, he chose it for a special purpose. The rainbow came over our church, sister seen it. Let's do stuff. He ain't got time to just do stuff. Praise the Lord, he don't have time. But I'm telling you, whether you're young, that's the time it is. It's time to serve him. It's time to do what you know to do. I say it's churches everywhere. You don't have to. You ain't got no excuse. Come on now. If you don't like, be somewhere in the house of the Lord. Calling upon this. I don't have to. Yes, you do. The man of some is. And so much as you see the day approaching, you got to assemble some. Maybe you might get on their nerve too. Praise the Lord. It's time to be in the house of the Lord. Because, you know, praise the Lord. Thank you, young people. Lord, it's time to serve the Lord. Because if you don't, it's time. The Bible say the day you hear, harden not your heart. Don't say, I wait. You will be lost. It don't matter how old you are. All kind of graves. But that ain't what I'm saying. I'm telling you that. And all he asking you to do is love him back. That's all. You know, salvation. Say, we don't take away your sin. You know, otherwise, if he had to die, your sin would still be there. You know, blood purges the sin. Blood. It take blood. Amen. To purge sin. And he gave his blood to purge our sin. For it was the only blood that didn't have nothing in it. No contamination. Hallelujah. It was pure. It was holy. And God accepted it. But he took it to the throne and said, Father, it's finished. He took the blood. That's why he told Mary she couldn't touch him. Because he hadn't come to his father yet. No, I can have nothing contaminate in the world to contaminate me. I must be pure and holy when I stand before my father. And when he went up to his father and offered it, it was sufficient. His blood is sufficient. He shed his blood on Calvary. We're going back and we'll be back doing this again. We'll have Easter. Praise the Lord. But I just want to tell you. Praise the Lord. What God will send you to hell for is not accepting what Jesus did at the cross. That's what you're going to hell for. You're not going to go to hell because you smoke or drink or whatever you do. That'll help, but uh-uh. Did you receive my son? Did you receive the price that he paid? Because we got a song to say Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. Now he wants you to clean up. Yeah. But there are 36 and 100-fold people. Well, hello. Now I ain't searching for no 60. Lord, I'm running, trying to make 100. 99 and a half won't do. I said I'm running, trying to make 199 and a half won't do. Lord, I'm praying, trying to make 199 and a half won't do. Oh, Lord, I'm praying, I'm trying to make 100, yes, cause 99 and a half won't do. Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm living, trying to make 100, cause 99 and a half won't do. Yes, Lord. Lord, I'm living, trying to make 100, cause 99 and a half won't do. Are you running? You better run, child. You better try to make 100, cause 99 and a half won't do. Oh, you better run, child. Try to make your 100, cause 99 and a half won't do. Yes, Lord. Lord, I'm loving, trying to make 100. Oh, 99 and a half won't do. Yes, Lord. Lord, I'm loving. Oh, I'm trying to make 100. Oh, cause 99 and a half won't do. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I said thank you. I said thank you. You know, this great man Solomon, I'm going to be through. He told us in Ecclesiastes 3, there's a time for all things. A time to be born, a time to die. Y'all ready? Time to get stones, time to gather up, time to do this and time to do that. But it's time to serve the Lord. So because the time is right, the time has come. The time has come. Praise the Lord. It's time to serve the Lord. It's time to serve the Lord. It's time to say yes to God. It's time out to sit back and wait for what? The devil will have you wait to judgment day. He will. It's time. I said it's time. Praise the Lord. Anybody here that need prayer? Anybody want to come? Anybody want to come for the time is running out? Anybody heard that the time is running out? And they want to come to make sure, praise the Lord, they're on the time. Praise the Lord, I want to be saved. You want to be saved? I have accepted the blood of Jesus. That's what it's all about. It's the blood of Jesus. I know he rose again. He rose victorious over my sin. He rose from the grave. Hallelujah. And he's here today. Praise the Lord, he's here today. He's in this place. Anybody feel? He don't need no crowd. Praise the Lord. God has come to you. Hallelujah. I just thanked him. I thank him. Praise the Lord. So anybody need prayer? Come on. Come on. Let's pray. Yes, sir. All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. What you want me to do?